Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Geraldine Mullen from County Donegal says she lost absolutely everything in 2020 when the car she was travelling in with her husband, John, and their children, Tomás and Amelia, left the road and entered Loch Foyle at Quigley's Point in Donegal. Geraldine was the sole survivor of that accident. Tomás would have been 18 this month, and Geraldine posted a really lovely memory and a tribute to him on Facebook in his memory. And Geraldine is with us here on the show today. Just Geraldine, first of all, thank you for joining us. How are you doing, Geraldine?
A day time with Andrea. Unfortunately, some days are harder than others. And the last couple of weeks have been very tough. What would have been a milestone birthday for Tomás last week was edged with sadness. So, yeah, last week it would have been hour to hour. But, yeah, a day at a time, that's the way I tried to look at it since, unfortunately, our accident happened in 2020.
It's so recent, Geraldine, and I'm sure that day is just never leaves the front of your mind.
No, it's like a reliving nightmare that you're in that you can't get out of. You know, what started as a lovely family day out, kids all excited about going back to school because of lockdown, and John took the rare occasion of a day off because he had a garden centre, and again, because not being able to open initially because of COVID, he took the day off, and we had a lovely day. We did bowling, we did the cinema, we had dinner and got stuff for the kids, and myself and the kids, I got some secret presents for John because he was 2 weeks shy of his 50th. So, yeah, beautiful memories of a beautiful day, but unfortunately, tragedy struck on the way home. And that night will forever be etched in my mind for all the wrong reasons because they were all taken from me that night.
It is just, Geraldine, the worst of tragedies.
It is, you know, your life changes in a moment. People hear that, and unfortunately it happened to me. I went from being a family of four to being a family of one, and the three most important people were taken from me. And far before the time, John was just 49, Moss was 14, and our little ray of sunshine, Amelia, was just 6. So there are no words to describe it, and I don't think I ever will have the words adequately. But your heart just breaks, and it'll never heal.
What do you remember, Geraldine, from that day? And I don't mean to ask you to relive the tragedy and what happened, but are there aspects that you feel comfortable talking about, or that?
Yeah, like, you know, I think of the good times that we had that day. I try not to think. I do still relive, and I can relive every minute of what happened on our journey home. So for me, I think of the excitement in the kids that morning that they had mum and dad. I was in annual leave that week. I'm a nurse manager, so I was off. And as I said, John had taken the 2 days off. We originally were supposed to be doing, and again, poignantly, we were supposed to be doing the Stairway to Heaven boardwalk in Coolcam for Manor. But Storm Ellen, the night previous, John decided we would stay closer to home. So Amelia had just got new bunk beds, and we were supposed to be going and getting their new dog in a couple of weeks. That was one of their lockdown requests, and they had done everything right. So Amelia wanted to get some stuff for the pup that they were going to get. So we did lovely things in the morning locally in Maville. Amelia had gone looking to get some stuff for her room, and Tomás was excited. They hadn't seen their classmates because they'd been out of school since March. So they had a list of things that they wanted to get. So yeah, we headed into Derry, and we did bowling, and we did a movie, and Amelia got to pick the movie. And as I said, I don't think John and Tomás would have picked the Snow Queen. He was the boss in the house. And,
yeah.
We did a dinner, and yeah, we just chatted about what we were going to do the next day because John was actually taking 2 days off, and the kids were so excited. Amelia had got her lovely set from Smiggle, as a six-year-old would do. She had got the school bag and the lunchbox, and she went in and picked up another few bits. So, yeah, beautiful memories from that day. You know, they were on about the dog and getting excited about what they were going to get. And Amelia had spotted a doggy car seat. And I was like, I don't think we'll need a car seat for the dog. And she was like, no, Mommy, when we go to Galway to visit Nanny and Grandad, I'll be in my car seat. The puppy will be in his car seat. And we'll watch doggy movies on the iPad. So she'd have picked out in line. So, and she was asking Tomás, you know, what was he going to be when he got big? And that was one of the last conversations that we had. And he said he wanted to be a pharmacist. Even though he was 14, he was wise beyond his years. And,
yeah.
And she was like, what's a pharmacist, TT? She used to call him TT. And that nickname stuck with him. She couldn't say it to Moss when he was when she was young. And he was like, oh, a pharmacist is somebody that makes medicine and makes you feel better. So she piped up, well, you know, please make medicine that's nice for children because I need the medicine that Mammy gives me. And she's a nurse, is Yaki. But she was already getting her advice in. So, you know, we laughed and we joked. We had music on. And yeah, so I can picture everything that day. And that's what I tried to focus on.
That's it, yeah.
What happened on the way home was horrific. And, you know, I still have flashbacks. I still have trauma thinking and reliving that. And I don't think any of your listeners need to hear it because it's too traumatic to hear. So on that day, I remember the smiles on my husband's face and the hugs and the kisses I got from all three of them. And that's what I try to hold on to.
Yeah, it's been an incredible 4 years for you, Geraldine, and I know when you're in your work as a nurse, you work as an oncology nurse, don't
that's
you?
Right, yeah, cancer nurse specialist. So I'm privileged that, you know, for my patients, I'm part of their cancer journey, and I returned to work 6 months after the accident.
Did you?
So for me, it's a focus. You know, as I said, they're on their journey, and you know, it's Jan's, Moss and Amelia would want me to give back, and you know, I'm nursing almost 30 years now, and it's part of who I am. So. Yeah, they're very good to me here at work. And as I said, I'm privileged that I'm part of my patient's journey on their cancer route. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's not easy and some days are more difficult than others. But I would like to think what John and Moss would want me to do. So going back to work and, you know, helping out in the community and doing what I think they would want me to do is what I try to do every day.
Does it? I don't want to say help you with dealing and coming to terms with this, Geraldine, but I suppose is there a, you know, maybe just day to day and routine and, you know, a little bit of focus?
Yeah, like I suppose what I've learned and, you know, from my counselling that I'm still getting since the accident, you know, I'm never going to get over the accident. You know, I just have to learn to live with it. And I suppose over the last 3.5 years, you know, returning to work is a focus, you know, doing the day-to-day things, you know, and it's marking occasions, you know, life unfortunately does move on. And as much and all as I'm still there on the 20th of August, and that's where part of me will forever stay, I'm conscious that John and Moss and Amelia would want me to go back to work. They'd want me to do things, you know, and that's what I try to do. So, yeah, like work is for me, it's part of who I am. And by being at work, I can just be Geraldine the nurse and help my patients. And that's the way I look at it.
A little bit of a distraction, I suppose, you know, too, somewhat, as you say, when you're Geraldine the nurse, you know, in the hospital dealing with patients. You're still in Quigley's Point, Geraldine?
I live in Moville.
Yeah, you're in Moville?
So it's only about 10, 15.
Yeah, I know where you are.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of
it. I'm
a Galway woman, but Donegal is my heart. And yeah, it's a beautiful idyllic in the Shone Peninsula. So I'm very lucky, and the people of Moville and the wider in the Shone have been absolutely amazing.
Brilliant.
They surrounded me with love since the accident. And again, last weekend, when we marked the Moss's birthday, they came out in their hundreds. So, you know, Donegal is home.
You that's, I suppose, one of the reasons we're chatting to you today. You really wanted to mark Tomás's 18th birthday.
Yeah, I suppose if things had been different, it would have been my son Bertie. You know, Tomás's classmates are doing their leaving cert, and he should be setting off on the next chapter in his life. So I wanted to mark his 18th in a positive way, because anybody that knew my son Tomás, he was a beautiful boy. As I said, wise beyond his years. He was an amazing son and an awesome big brother. Again, when I look back to lockdown 2020, he was our childminder when I was nursing and John was working, and the love he had with his sister was unbelievable. But, you know, he was a beautiful friend. He was a grandson and nephew, and just he was so kind-hearted and so full of life, you know. 18, we had, you know, things had been different. John and him had made the pact when he was 12 that if he didn't drink, John would buy him a car for his 18th.
Did he? Yeah.
And he had the car. They knew what it was going to be. And he had told all his friends, so all his friends knew from sixth class and first year onwards that he was getting a car for his 18. And yeah, there would have been a party, like anybody that knew us, we did parties in the Mullen household, and it was John that spoiled us. Like on John's birthday, he got us presents. That's how much he loved birthdays, and it wasn't a birthday, it was a birthday month. So yeah, I was trying to think what I could do to Mark's birthday, and I suppose I do a lot of work for charity since our accident. So there's an amazing charity based in Derry called Children in Crossfire. And Tomás had actually done work with them in primary school. So they do work overseas as well as at home. And Richard Moore is a guy that I look up to, I'm in admiration of. So yeah, I thought we would do something that I thought Tomás would like. And it was we did a 5K fun run dash walk.
Brilliant.
In his memory.
How did you get on?
He's good. Well, I walked it. I didn't run, but I did run over the finish line. But,
brilliant.
It was amazing.
Good.
Everybody turned out. And as I said, the project that we're fundraising for is in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. So I've actually done a step further because Children in Crossfire next year are doing the climb of Kilimanjaro and you're able to visit the project. So I announced on Sunday that I'm now going to do the climb of Kilimanjaro because I'm next year to my 50th present to John and the kids.
Wow.
I go to visit the project that we fundraised for. So, yeah, it was a lovely day. His classmates were there, his friends from creche, from primary school. We had family over from the UK, and then we had family doing a 5K in England, in Spain, in Australia, and in further afield. So it was lovely, you know, and it was a nice atmosphere. Now, don't get me wrong, I was heartbroken.
Oh, sure, of course.
I wish we could have done things differently, but it was just to bring the community out, and it was young and old. There was dog walkers. There was babies in strollers, and there was people in their 70s, you know, so it was a lovely cross-community, cross-border, cross-cultural event. And yeah, he was remembered in a special way, and that's all I wanted,
was
that people to remember him in a special way.
You set up the Mullen Hope Centre as well, Geraldine,
yes. So
since
my husband John would have had the garden centre, so it's a big outdoor premises, and I'm a nurse, Andrea. I am not a gardener. My husband was very patient with me. So rather than trying to hold on to a garden centre, I saw John working 17, 18-hour days, 7 days a week from May until September. So I decided I would turn it into a community Mullen Hope Centre with hope. The hope, H stands for hub of positive energy. Apologies, Andrea. So yeah, we use it for a lot of different events. Like the weekend after next now, we have a craft market. We have craft evenings now in May, June and July with the Women's Cooperative. So it's the place where people can come together. There's music, there's concerts. We've even done a fashion show up there. You know, we do Christmas markets and that. So I just want to give back to the community because they've done so much for me. And a lot of it is charity-based. So last year in 2023, we raised 23,000 for different charities.
Unbelievable.
Locally in that.
Yeah.
And as I said, we've Children Across Fire this last weekend, and we'll have the final tally next week. So yeah, whatever I can give back. And it's just good to see the garden centre being revitalised as an outdoor intervention. We have an aeroplane in it from when we did Amelia's Flight of Hope there in October, because we based it on Amelia Air Height. So yeah, it's just using the space for anybody, and that's what I say to the community, because they've been so good to me, if I can give back. So it's
That's your kind of part-time.
Yes, it's whatever people want to use it for.
You're incredibly busy, Geraldine, you know, but in the face of such tragedy, you've just, like, it's incredible the energy you have, you know, talking to you here today.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I suppose I want to do what John Tomás and Amelia wants me to do. And, you know, life is for living and life is so precious. And I suppose that's what I said from the beginning, is cherish every moment. Tell the ones you love them, and never lose hope. Because, you know, I was lucky that I was loved by an amazing husband and two beautiful children. And we did have beautiful moments. Like, I love my photographs. So I would say to any parents out there, please capture the photographs. I can remember Tomás saying, oh, Mammy, you don't need 22 photographs. You only need one. And I'm glad I took all those 22, because that's all I have now. And I did make the promise the day that I laid them to rest that I would never lose hope. Like, I've lost everything, and I'm never going to be the person that I was, but I will always, you know, look for that little bit of hope every day. And if it's like facing my fears, like getting back into the sea and doing the sea swimming, or doing the charity work. That for me is the force we're living on in me.
I am like just blown away, Geraldine, by your energy and just your, you know, your enthusiasm and your fight and your positivity. You're absolutely incredible person to chat to, and you know, such a great message of hope, I think, for you, you know, from you today as well. On the programme. Mind yourself.
Thank you so much. I will indeed, Andrea.
Take care, Geraldine. Not at all.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.